And hello, good evening. My name is Robert, and I am calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or a political campaign?
No.
And which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in the party?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe on how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And what is your main racial background?
Don't want to say. None of your business. Thank you.
Okay. And what is your age?
Above 60.
Above 60.
Less than 100.
Okay. In general speaking, would you say in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track a little bit.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? Hurricane and flooding preparation, abortion, kindergarten through 12 education, overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration or crime, and public safety.
Illegal immigration, housing, infrastructure, definitely in place.
Thank you. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country. And you may be familiar with, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion and have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Joe Biden, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And Ron DeSantis, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most on improved kindergarten to 12 education? Increasing the school choice options, threatening school safety and security measures, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, reducing class sizes, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing their teacher pay, improving the academic rating of schools.
I think improving the education by classroom discipline, reducing class size, ensuring qualified teachers who cannot teach liberal agenda items.
Okay. Thank you. And yeah, you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinions or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Teachers, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable. I have no idea which ones you're talking about.
In general, your county school board, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Traditional public schools, are you very favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable given results they've given us.
Thank you. And teachers' unions, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable.
and private schools? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat to very favorable.
Thank you. And charter schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Your local PTA or PTO? Are you very favorable, somewhat?
Unknown. I have no idea what they're doing.
And Moms for Liberty, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable,
yes.
Somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your school board, your county school board is doing?
Generally disapprove.
So you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good. Drugs
which of the following?
The
okay, thank you for that opinion. And which of the following best describe you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
I'm not engaged in those local issues, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and give them to wealthy private schools.
Parents need to be able to take their kids to the best education regardless of the location or zip code. Public schools have squandered the money they've been given so far.
Thank
the results
you.
Don't bear out the budget.
Thank you for that opinion. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates did not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best serves my values, or the political party affiliation of a school candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will not support the candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
The policies are important for me to know their affiliation because, sadly, they can't keep politics out.
Thank you.
Everybody
and which,
lives in the world.
Okay, thank you for that opinion. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members and they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Absolutely consider parents the governing body for education. School board members are servants to that and must tolerate respectful, even forceful disagreement that's not violent.
Thank you. You will now be given a series of issues positions that candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference to you?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely. It's a good thing.
Thank you. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as a female. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely to support.
A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who wants to increase the transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code?
Yes, are you more likely, much more likely.
A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less
likely. Thank you. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during schooling hours? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat to, well, make it much more likely.
A candidate who supports the parental right in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely? Or a candidate who wants... Thank you. And a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basic learnings, reading, writing, and arithmetic, you're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish a classification purpose only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years, or all your life?
More than 20 years.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Beyond conservative. Much more likely.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school? Yes, I have a children or grandchildren in a traditional public school, in a public charter school or magnet school, in a religious or parochial school. No, my children or grandchildren are at home school, or do not have any grandchildren or children in school.
Grandchildren, public school.
Thank you. In general speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox?
Generally, daily.
Every day. Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation.
Are you allowed to say whether you're for surveying for a particular candidate or not?
No, this is in general. We don't have any part. This is in general.
All right. Is there space for comments?
Yes, you can give me your comments, sir.
I prefer Governor DeSantis's approach to age limit mature subjects to those in school old enough to comprehend, that is beyond, I believe it's in the fourth grade now, for matters pertaining to sexual education. I prefer Governor DeSantis to institute school choice and parental supervision of the school board far more frequently than school board elections. I prefer strongly a competent and engaged protection staff, uniformed and not.
Okay.
And I prefer strongly trying to reduce the power of the teachers union, which I believe works counter to the mission of educating children. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that opinion, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.